All right. Welcome, everyone. We will call to order this commission meeting July 30th at 2:05 p.m. We'd like to start with a prayer reading or thought. Eileen Condor will give us that, and then Kara Moody will lead us in the pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful that we can be together today as a public body, and we're so grateful for the blessings of this country and the opportunities that we have. We pray that we will have a good meeting, and we're grateful for all that we have, and say it in Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you.
You'll stand and recite with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Eileen and Kara. Now is when we will build our consent agenda. Are there any of those 21 items that any of the commissioners would like to hold for discussion?
None for me.
None for me.
Okay. Moving down to the regular agenda, it looks like there are 13 items.
We had a staff request to strike regular agenda 13.
Okay.
Seven. I'd like to quick chat on number seven.
Okay. Seven. Did we have the date on eight? I didn't pull that up on item eight.
They're all listed. There's a couple.
Just some modifications on
yes.
That. Okay.
The so budget work sessions.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. That's where it was. Okay. Thank you. And anything else? Hold seven.
Did we want to look at any of the tax actions, or are you guys good with all those?
I was okay. I didn't have
any. There was a couple. But
there was an updated recommendation letter. I just wanted to see if you guys all saw that.
When did that come through?
There's the two items. Probably yesterday.
I went through it today.
Yeah, I went through it last night, so we're good. If it came through yesterday, then I'm good.
It was just a deny changing to approve. We found a error on our part.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Seeing none others, we will strike closed session 14, 15, and 16 and hold 17 for litigation.
Yep.
Okay, for our regular agenda, we will hold number 7 and strike number 13. As far as closed, we will strike number 14, number 15, number 16, and hold number 17.
Okay. Sorry, real quick, the updated recommendation letter was uploaded at 9:33 this morning. So that updated one just for reference was the Route 89 LLC.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Fine with me.
We're good. Okay. Thank you. All right. Item 7.
A 7 either for Ezra or Commissioner Gardner. I see we are replacing Commissioner Gardner with a staff member. If you'll help me with, I don't typically like to do that, remove an elected official for staff. So if you can give me kind of the thought process.
Yeah, two reasons. It's the housing authority. One of the main reasons is because their meeting conflicts with this meeting. So I typically get to only attend it on days that on weeks that we don't have a commission meeting. So more than not, we have zero representation on the board because their meetings conflict with the public meeting. On top of that, with the human services, we specifically put that it can't just be any staff member. The bylaws for the housing authority specifically request that it be a division manager or department head or above, so that we've got someone that's, you know, that's vested. And we specifically chose Claudia because, as the human services, because her department is the one that will interact with these services the most, right? So she's got a better knowledge of the current needs than I do, because that's what she's doing on a daily basis.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Ezra, if you'll just make sure we're, you know, well informed on the happenings of those meetings.
Absolutely.
Great to know it's during this time, and better to have somebody than nobody for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you'll just make a note that we get some updates on those meetings.
Absolutely.
And with that, I will motion to approve item number 7.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that passes. And before we go into public comment, this is our week of the county fair, so I would encourage everybody to please mosey down to the Spanish Fork Fairgrounds if you'd like to. Tonight's cowboy poetry. Tomorrow night is a free rodeo. There are still tickets available for Friday night's monster trucks, and then Saturday. Saturday night is the sold-out demolition derby. So really appreciate our partnership with those that put on that event, and
live
so
music.
Many volunteers. Live music, lots of very healthy food that you can consume down there. So
I saw Eric. Yeah, the health department does not approve of that.
Eric, he likes a good deep fried Oreo. Anyway, just wanted to give a plug for that. So with that, we'll go into public comment. If there's anyone that would like to address the commissioners, we have a 2-minute shot clock for that. Is there anyone that would like to address? Okay, seeing none, we will go into closed session. Thank you, everyone. And then I believe we chose not to do, because we thought that would be the first week of school.
It's the week before.
All right, we are back in regular session. I'll entertain one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye.